Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. I'm right now watching the play-in tournament for the NBA. Miami and Philadelphia, they both tied up. It's the fourth quarter with 10 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. It's a tight game. But anyway, I was going to talk about Trump. You know, Trump has been doing his thing in his court appearance at the Lower Manhattan. He's over here fighting charges of falsifying documents. He's going through those proceedings right now. It's going to reconvene tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning. I was trying to just jump into this before I freaking shut out the night. Trump vows to straighten out the New York and its judicial system if elected to another term as president. Former President Trump said that the criminal trial is having a reverse effect during a campaign visit Tuesday evening to an Upper Manhattan bodega, a corner store, while vowing to straighten out New York by working with the Democrat mayor and governor if elected to another term in the White House. Trump visited an Upper Manhattan bodega, which is a corner store. You know, every New Yorker knows that. For the people who don't know, it's like a convenience store on the corner of a block. At the end of a block, you might see a convenience store. All right? It's like a convenience store with no gas station. That's for like the southern states that don't know nothing about the northern states. They have these convenience stores at the end of a block, like the end of a street. Like the corner, it's the corner of a street, at the end of a street. So he made a visit at an Upper Manhattan bodega corner store while vowing to straighten out the New York judicial system by working with the Democratic mayor and governor. Trump visited an upper, okay. After spending hours in downtown New York City courtroom for the second day of his criminal trial stemming from charges brought against him by the Manhattan District Attorney named Alvin Bragg, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee pleaded not guilty to all charges brought by Mr. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney from Lower Manhattan. But after sitting in the courtroom for more than 8 hours of jury selection, Trump made a campaign stop at the Santa convenience store in Upper Manhattan. So most likely he was at Bronx. He was in the Bronx location. Tuesday evening, Trump was met by a large crowd chanting Trump, his last name. They're like, Trump, Trump. And then they started chanting 4 more years. And then they started chanting, we love Trump. The crowd was singing the national anthem at the same time when they was doing all of this. Trump blasted the trial and charges against him, saying that it was rigged. It's all politics and it's coming out of the Biden administration. All right. So he's just saying that he's being attacked. That's why he's going through all of these charges. It makes me campaign locally. And that's okay, Trump stated. We are doing better now than we're ever done, that we ever done in the past. So I think it's having a reverse effect. All right. That's what Trump said. We're going to come in. Number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. That's what the former President Trump said. And we're going to come into New York. We are making a big play for New York, other cities, and other cities as well. But this city, I love this city. This is Trump. When he was in the Upper Manhattan talking, all right, he's talking about the police have to do their job and they have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. All right. So I'm just laying out the things that he's saying off of his campaign. I don't hear too much what the Democrats are talking about. I just hear a lot of things about the forgotten neighborhoods and very poor neighborhoods and subdivisions. But I don't hear no resolution in how to make economic progress in these underprivileged subdivisions and neighborhoods all across America. I don't hear the Democrats talking about any type of resolution. But I hear a lot of Trump talking. Trump said New York has gotten so bad in the last couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, we're going to straighten out New York out. We're going to straighten New York out. Running for president, we're putting a big hit in New York. We could win New York, Trump stated. I don't even know who I'm going to vote for, to be honest. Trump said that 500,000 migrants were brought in to take over the parks. They took over your hotels. They took over everything. They've destroyed so many people. The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting no jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs, Trump stated. If you look at the unemployment is good for the migrants. Now it went up 10%, all migrants. And they're in our country now. That's what he says. They're coming from prisons, these migrants. I don't know where you know they came from mental institutions. They came from prisons. They came from places you don't want to even know about. Trump shifting back to his historic criminal trial. Again, said it is a Biden trial. That's what he's calling the trials against him. They want to keep me off of the campaign trail, Trump stated. But based on what I'm doing, I think there's more press here than if I went out to some other location. And then Trump pointed to the law enforcement, said that the police have to be able to do their job. The police in New York are great. They have to be able to do their job. They have to protect these people, Trump stated. As for crime in New York City, Trump declared it's Alvin Bragg's fault. Alvin Bragg does nothing. He goes after guys like Trump, who did nothing wrong, violent criminals, murderers. He was questioning. He don't go after violent criminals and murderers. They know there are there. They know there are hundreds of murderers all over the city. Okay. I'm over here reading what they typing, but clearly it's a error. They know that there's a whole bunch of murderers all over the city. They know they are there. They know who they are. They don't pick them up. They don't go after them. They go after Trump. This is what Trump has says. He added that the people of New York are not going to take it. That's why they're going to vote for Trump. The bodega Trump visited has become known as the Jose Alba Bodega. After the July 2022 incident, Bragg charged Mr. Alba with a second-degree murder. Alba was working at the bodega. While he was working there, he was attacked behind the counter by a man named Austin Simmons, who was seen on surveillance video footage first coming behind the cashier's desk and attacking Mr. Jose Alba. Despite claiming self-defense, Alba was sent to Rikers Island and initially given a $250,000 bail. Bragg's office at the time of the prosecution faced widespread condemnation for bringing charges against Mr. Alba. All right. Jose Alba, as footage strongly suggests that Jose Alba grabbed a knife and fatally stabbed his assailant only after he had been attacked first. That was all over the news. Pretty sure some of y'all remember that. Among many of other supporters, New York City Mayor Eric Adams and former New York Police Department Commissioner Bill Bratton had publicly decried the initial charging decision, saying Alba acted only in self-defense to thwart what appeared to be either an attempt to his own life or a robbery in progress. Bragg ultimately dropped the murder charge on July 19, 2022, after Trump remarks Tuesday evening. Bragg's office issued a statement on the bodega incident. All right, these are all politics right here. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think Trump probably gonna beat the charges tomorrow morning. I believe so. Or I don't know if they're gonna extend it. And 9 out of 10, it might get extended till next week or some shit like that. But I feel like he's gonna beat those falsified document charges, all right? And again, I don't know who the fuck I'm gonna vote for, because I don't know. But there's some things, I have to be honest, there's certain things that I see in the Trump administration that do make sense. And there are some things in the Democratic side of things in the Biden administration that I can't make too much sense of it, all right? It doesn't make too many sense of it. I can't make too much sense of what the ulterior motives of the Democrats, how they're trying to establish all of these new policies, these new legislations that's being passed into law. Like, I don't know. Because the biggest thing right now is the migrants, the border crisis, the inflation. A lot of jobs are being taken or eliminated out of the job market. That right there also is an issue. You know, police reform, most definitely that. I believe a lot of people believe that the police need to redo their training and have. And then, in my opinion, I feel like a police should acquire more than a associate degree from college. I think they should go all the way for the master's or PhD. Because I think they need to know criminal psychology in order to keep some sort of peace in the community. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a police officer needs to get, way more education than an associate's degree. I don't think associate's degree is enough. I think there's supposed to be some more education on how to deal with a potential harmful human being. And how to deal with the community, because sometimes you have somebody that's just financially incapable, and I don't think you should be throwing them in jail. Or if you probably got somebody with mental illness, or you probably got somebody that has a drug addiction, and all they need to do is, people like that, they don't need to be thrown in jail. They need help. Most likely that's what they need. They need help. So I think a big reform from the police department needs to happen. You know, it definitely got to be happening. People need to talk about it more. That's why I'm talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry if I don't have that much enthusiasm in my voice right now behind this microphone. But God damn it, I'm telling you what I really feel. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing this thing with ease. It's only audio at the same time. I know I need to be on that goddamn camera, bro. I'd rather do it with a co-host. I'm trying to get the right co-host to get this shit done and stuff. But I think I'm going to have to do this podcast by myself and garnish the money by myself, then start doing it with the co-host, because I'd rather just pay them and shit like that. I don't do the hopes and dreams with other people. See what I'm saying? I might do it with myself, the hopes and dreams, and work this goddamn podcast by myself. But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to freaking put hopes and dreams on other people. I'd rather just pay them for their time and boom, boom, bam. We get it like that. But, you know, police reform, I think it's something that definitely needs to be, you know, looked at. All right? Because there's people that don't need to be in jail. All you're doing is making their situation worse. And then you really turning that person into a criminal, because now their options are very limited because of these, them going to jail, having a bad record, putting in a job application, putting a job application with something stifling their record. That do you think that's fair versus a freaking migrant that you don't know nothing about, and then you giving them job opportunities? It's you know, it's unfair, especially to somebody that was born in this country called America, and you are giving them limited options, especially if they being reformed or being corrected, because these facilities that you call prison are technically correctional facilities. Would you agree? All right. Of course, I got to talk about that shit right there. All right. So we were talking about Trump. He visited that bodega where that guy that got attacked, and he worked at the bodega. You know, he was a cashier. He got attacked behind the counter, and then he defended himself and he fatally stabbed the person that attacked him behind. He probably was trying to rob the place. We don't know, but he stabbed the person and he killed the person. And then the person that ended defending himself went straight to jail. And he had a murder, second degree murder charge. You know, he was fighting that. But ultimately the charges been dropped, all right? So Trump was talking about that, fixing the judicial system. You know, a lot of people will say that that was a PR stunt to make his campaign look good. And I don't know. I can't sit there and say bad things about Trump, you know? I remember that Vanessa Guillen incident that happened in Fort Hood, Texas, when she got killed by her assailant in the military, and the military was trying to cover up the incident. And then, you know, Vanessa Guillen's family made a big deal about it and started having people marching for Vanessa Guillen's rights. You see what I'm saying? They created a legislation behind this whole debacle. And former President Trump, he was president at the time, and he actually gave the Vanessa Guillen family a platform, an opportunity to come visit the President Trump to talk about the situation and how the military was moving, because the military was actually covering up the Vanessa Guillen killing. You know, she was killed by another fellow soldier. You see what I'm saying? So they try to say President Trump is a bad person. I'm not really a fan of the Democrat, nor I'm a fan of the Republicans like that, you know, but I'm a fan of looking for a resolution to make everybody working and being a progressive economy. You see what I'm saying? I feel like America shouldn't even have any homeless people, all right? If people are going through things, I feel like the medical industry and health insurance need to be reconstructed, you know, in a fair way, not in a way where companies are profiting from the freaking policy, the insurance health policies, and people out there are not getting no health care and stuff like that. That's another big thing. That's another big-ass issue. Real big ones, you know. People don't like to talk about it. People like to fabricate and talk politics, but they don't talk about the real situation at hand, like job opportunities, the education system, and health care, you know. And then we have this big criminal thing, you know, this, like, there's some criminals out there, and this gun, the Second Amendment, you know, there's a big-ass friction between there right there. There's a big friction in that, in those in those areas right there. You get what I'm saying? The gun laws and the criminals and these ghost guns. All right? The drug operations that goes on all over the country. The border crisis. All of this is connected. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm sitting here and trying to break everything down to you. I want to play some things and stuff like that, but I might jump on to another story. You know? Well, some people was probably going to be like, yo, I think Brody's trying to make Trump look good. You know? I'm just spitting out the facts, the stories. If you follow me, you'll see that. What are we getting from the Democrat side? What are they doing for the minorities? What they doing for the low income subdivisions all across the country? We gotta talk about that. You see what I'm saying? Because out here in these neighborhoods, they don't look good. There's too many people doing drugs. All right. There's a outrage mother. She alleged that a daycare worker had an inappropriate relationship with her 10-year-old son. Her name is Grace Shoilu. She did a deep dive into her child's phone, revealing his closeness to this particular daycare worker. All right? Hold up. God damn. And then a Georgia mother is alleging a daycare worker had an inappropriate relationship with her 10-year-old son. Grace Shoilu enrolled her young son in an after-school program at the Youth Life Center located right outside of Atlanta, expecting him to make friends with children his age. However, a deep dive in her child's phone revealed who was really connecting with him. And then, Grace Shoilu first noticed his closeness with a new employee at Pickups. The concerned mother became outraged after noticing the employee's picture as the screensaver on her son's phone. She then uncovered text messages between the two, with the employee's contact name as mommy, with accompanying heart emojis. My bad, y'all. And then, let me see. This was all over social media. Oh, this thing is freaking, I'm gonna have to refresh this. This is all over social media. People are upset. There's like people that jumped on the comments, especially women. They were like, they would have freaking went to jail. They would have, but they still investigating this whole situation right here. I don't know why the internet is moving mad slow. It wasn't moving slow yesterday. Ain't that a bitch? That shit was moving real fast yesterday. Now all of a sudden it's moving slow. I was trying to knock this one out. You see what I'm saying? But the mother called the police. And she called the authorities, told the authorities what the hell was going on. This is a youth center program, and this is one of the employees, right? So they started investigating. The youth center program had released a statement and said that they fired this particular individual, this lady. You see what I'm saying? I think she's like 23 years old or something like that, of that nature, because the thing went blank on me. The internet want to move slow all of a sudden. Let me freaking give it something else. Switch the goddamn internet. And then she's like 23, 24 years old. And they interviewed the little kid. The authorities interviewed the little kid, the investigators. They asked the kid. The kid said that, yes, the lady liked to rub on his legs. And she was giving him gifts and stuff like that. She even sent him a picture, like a you know, a picture that you don't send the kids. The picture is more like something that you would send a grown man and stuff like that. So it was all over social media. Everybody was outraged about it. The lady, the suspect, the lady that, you know, that they accused of doing all of this, she has not been arrested yet. The mother's upset about it. The moms was like, nah. Like, if the shoe was on the other foot, if it was a guy messing with a little girl, he would be in jail right away. They need to have the same stance for women as well. All right? I posted this on the TikTok. Damn, why this thing moving slow? Bro, what's up? I gave y'all one of the freaking tools. I hate when the internet be acting up. I don't even know why this shit moving. Yo, this shit moving mad slow. Oh, I think they took this off. So this is all allegedly. See, look, I'm reading the article, and the page don't want to reload. So that means maybe there's something wrong with this news article. That's why you got to say allegedly, because you never know if this is, because to me it sound too far-fetched. It sound way too far-fetched. Like, damn, a grown woman messing with a little 10-year-old boy, that's like crazy, crazy nasty. Like, what the fuck is wrong with her? But it's not loading up. See, that's why I'm like, it's not loading up at all. See, it's still not loading. That means something is wrong with the article. Let me go somewhere else. Yeah, something wrong with the article. That's what it is. It look like they took it down. Yeah, I posted this. Youth center employee fired after seemingly trying to groom a 10-year-old boy with gifts. Mom found inappropriate photos and text messages on his phone. Views. I'm trying to find like the article, but the article won't. The article won't pop up no more. What time is it? Let me see what time is it, because I got something to do real quick. Let me see. All right, now the article popping up. All right. She said the mommy then uncovered text messages between the two with the employee's contact name as mommy with accompanying heart emojis. I went through his text messages because that was the first thing that I thought of, and her name was saved in his phone as mommy, she explained to the news sources. Candace, she was explained to a reporter named Candace McCowan. It was a bunch of I love yous and what are you wearing? Further scrolling, revealing that the daycare worker also sent child pictures of herself posing in a short mini skirt. That's not a picture that you send a 10-year-old. That's a picture that you send to your man, expressed Ms. Shoy Lu. Law enforcement has yet to charge the unidentified worker, yet Shoy Lu believes this stalling is due to sexism. All right, she believes that's due to sexism. Had it been a situation where it had been a little girl and a grown man, they would have locked him up on the spot with no questions until he was proven innocent, said Shoy Lu. Ms. Shoy Lu also alleges that the woman bought her son expensive gifts, such as clothes and gold chain, and a gold chain, When investigators spoke to the boy, he allegedly disclosed an incident in which the employee also rubbed his leg. And then he did say there was this incident where she was rubbing his leg, and it happened on the way back from the field trip. Shoilu also said, you know, he did say that there was an incident where she was rubbing his leg, and it happened on the way back from a field trip. Authorities and the Department of Family and Children's Services are investigating the matter as the mother clamors for justice. The Youth Life Center responded to the news outlet's request for comments, sharing that they fired the worker. We can share that upon learning of all of these allegations, we took immediate action by notifying the appropriate authorities and commencing an internal investigation, explained the youth center. While the criminal allegations remain under investigation by the authorities, we have terminated the employee for violations of standard operating procedures. We will continue to cooperate with the authorities. All right, so yeah, that's the article. I thought they took down the article. I was about to say, oh, it looks like the allegations were not true or something like that sort. But, you know, the computer was acting stupid with me for a little bit. Anyway, it's like I said, it's all over the social media. Everybody talking about it. Everybody in the comments was, like, pissed off. They didn't want to see that. They need to start venting. They need to start vetting who they let inside of these schools, inside of these youth programs, these children, and then you know, they're working on this AI technology, so they might start putting AI technology to teach your kids and watch over your children and things of that nature, and then they're probably just gonna have security and stuff like that. They're gonna have to vet who they watch your children. But I don't know, these are still all allegations. Hopefully we'll have some updates on this matter soon. This happened in Georgia. I don't know specifically which county, but you know, I probably could find out. I was trying to look for it yesterday, but there's other news to be told. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving with some more debauchery news. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. You already know what time it is. Let me see, because I'm going to keep this at 40 to 50 minutes. Let me see what else is going on. All right. They got this new smart gun. It's from a company called BioFire. A BioFire smart gun. This thing, the BioFire smart gun, features built-in fingerprints and infrared facial recognition technology that only permits use by the authorized individuals, according to the company. BioFire has called it the first and only biometric firearm in the market. The gun is full-size 9mm strike-fired semi-automatic pistol. All right. Let me say that again, just in case somebody got confused. The gun is full-size 9mm strike-fired semi-automatic pistol. It features magazine sizes of 10 and a double stack of 15-round magazines. It has a 4.7-inch barrel and a total of 8.7 inches in length. The total weight of the gun unloaded is 2.4 pounds. All right, we're actually going to be shipping the first smart guns here within the next few weeks to early customers. And that's a huge milestone for us. CEO Kai Klepfer told host Maria Bartiromo on the Maria Bartiromo's Wall Street. It's a show. Late last week, we're excited to get to work and fulfilling the full backlog now. That's where they're getting fully into the production of this. All right, it's a biometric weapon. I don't know if this probably gonna work. Probably gonna keep people more safe, especially, you know, parents that have weapons, and then, you know, the children you know, especially young kids, when they have an inclination that you have a gun, they will try to look for the gun behind your back. That's something that's inevitable because that's what kids do. BioFire told news sources on Tuesday, wider shipments will be fulfilled throughout the remainder of the year, with volume expected to continue to ramp as BioFire continues to build up production capabilities. The company first revealed its 9mm BioFire smart gun about a year ago. All right, some of you people probably heard about this biometric weapon. The CEO named Klipfer told Bartiromo last week that BioFire has found that many gun owners are struggling with the challenges of wanting to make sure they appropriately and safely secure their firearm, ensuring that their children don't get access to it, but also have access to that in the very, very few short seconds that they might need to get access to it in some sort of home defense emergency. All right. That's the biggest thing. All right. So maybe in a year or so, we'll see how effective this weapon is. All right. I don't know if it's going to work for me. Like me, when I have children around me, the weapons are not in the house. All right. Which is a bad thing. Because you never know what's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to hide it in the house, but it's very hard to do that, especially when you have children, because children will ransack the house to find whatever that they're looking for. That's what they do. See what I'm saying? You could have a safety lock. They got biometric safeties. That does work. You can have a safety lock. You can have like a, you can keep your stuff in a safety lock. I think that works pretty good, but depending on what type of kids you have, you're gonna have to be very precautious because kids will go through your stuff. They really do that, all right? And, you know, they're gonna go through your stuff. All right. If they have any inclination that you have a weapon, they're going to go through your stuff. I know for sure. See what I'm saying? Like, I don't have children, but I do be around children because, you know, I date women that do have children. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have no weapon around them and stuff like that because the children will look. You know what I'm saying? Little young boys will look. Little young girls do look, too. They look. They search. They'll go through your things. All right? So the best thing to do is to be very precautious, especially when you have a weapon in your person. You know what I'm saying? You can't just have a gun around children. That's the worst thing to do. That, you know, and for you to think that your child is not going to go through your stuff, you're irresponsible. Trust me, you are, because that's what they do. That's what children do. That's what young kids do. They're going to go through your stuff. So you got to make sure that you don't have a weapon around children, because if they have the slightest inclination that you have a motherfucking gun, they will go through your stuff and try to find the goddamn gun. All right. That's what these children do. They bad as fuck, bro. That's what they do. So you're going to have to take precaution. All right. If you dating a woman that's in the hood and it's always bang, 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 bro, you have to think of precautionary measures and how you're going to deal with this lady and these kids and stuff like that. I'm only talking from my perspective and my point of view and how I deal with kids, because I know kids will look for this stuff. I never had an incident, you know what I'm saying? And 9 out of 10, I don't really bring a weapon around the children, so because I know they're going to try to look for your stuff, all right? So you got to... This biometric gun, I don't know what great deal is going to work, if it's going to make a big difference or not, you know. Hopefully in a year or so, I'll know. I want to get other people's perspective. I want to get other people's opinion on this matter right here. Will it work? like somebody that's into guns, you know. There was a an interview on this one guy, but I don't think he talked about this biometric gun stuff. He ain't never talked about it, you know. You know, the BioFire told News Business, Fox Business, on Tuesday, wider shipments will be fulfilled throughout the remainder of the year, with volumes expected to continue to ramp as BioFire continues to build up production capabilities. The company first revealed its 9mm BioFire smart gun about a year ago. Klepfer told Barty Romo last week that BioFire has found that many gun owners are struggling with the challenges of wanting to make sure. Okay, I already gave y'all that. This thing keep blanking out on me. The company's website on Wednesday afternoon listed the launch edition of the BioFire smart gun as sold out. Meanwhile, orders for batch 4 will get filled and sent to customers in early 2025, according to the site. Hopefully it works. See what I'm saying? But everybody still got the regular, you know, traditionary weapons and stuff like that. And then, and just for you to know, a handgun is, you got to know how to fight. You got to know how to subdue a assailant in order to know how to freaking use a handgun. You just don't take a handgun and aim and shoot. It doesn't even work like that, all right? Most likely, you're going to miss your target, all right? Some people don't know that. Some people do not know that at all. A pistol, the only pistol that I know that will probably, you could aim and shoot somebody with, is a doggone long pole 38, you know, snub nose revolver, you know, but something like a handgun, nah, brother. You're going to have to know how to fight, all right? You know what I'm saying? But these are methods that you learn from a very high professional skill freaking person that know how to freaking do combat. I just bless you with a little bit of knowledge on how to defend yourself with a doggone handgun, because a lot of people think that, oh, once they aim and shoot the handgun, they can freaking defend themselves. That is not the case, all right? Because once you pull the trigger, you don't know what's going to happen. Hell, it could backfire on you and you could hurt yourself, all right? The reason why handguns backfire is because you probably didn't clean the goddamn weapon properly. You must clean your weapon on the regular basis if you want it to work properly, all right? A dirty gun is not going to function right. So, you know, those are a lot of things that people just don't know about. You see what I'm saying? So I'm letting you know some of the small factors. You know, I'm not gonna go too into details on how to function your weapon and stuff, because this is not no weapon podcast and stuff like that. This is more like a peaceful podcast, because I don't want nobody hurting nobody. I don't want nobody fighting nobody. I don't want nobody robbing nobody. See what I'm saying? The only thing that I promote here is people working together and cooperating together to make a better ass company or a better business. All right. That's the only thing that I promote here. People working together to create business, to create a better tomorrow, to freaking solidify their children's future and whatever future that you're trying to establish. That's what I really talk about over here. Killing and hurting people is not in my repertoire. I don't fuck with that shit. But if you have to take care of yourself, you gotta protect yourself and stuff like that, just make sure that you know how to function a weapon. It's not that simple, all right? Go through your classes, go through the procedures and on how to use a weapon, and then, you know, when you do criminal activities and you become a felony, you lose your privilege. You lose your rights onto getting a weapon. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen, before you make these drastic choices on going to jail. All right. See what I'm saying? There's a lot of privileges. There's a lot of rights that you revoke once you catch a felony charge. All right. Straight up. So. be mindful on the things that you do. I got something to do in the afternoon. I'm trying to put in some more work on the podcast and stuff like that because, you know, I got to do it. You know, I got to turn this into a job just like I did last year, because last year I went hot on the microphone. You know what I'm saying? I've been cool on the microphone for months and months and months, and now it's time to turn up. All right, so I'm going to hit y'all back because I think I got, there's something that I got to go ahead and go do in the next hour or so. I don't even feel like doing that shit, but I'm going to holler at you. This is your man Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud, all right? All you got to do is follow me on Instagram, follow me on TikTok, type in Box Benji in the search engine. That is BOXBENJI, and you're going to find your man right here, Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. So I'm going to holler at you later. Peace.
It's that Harlem night.
Go and turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Go and turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with.
Go and turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights. Party at the bodega. I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog and executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem lights. Popping wheelies on the motorbike.
Harlem.
It's that Harlem light.
Go and turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Go and turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with.
Go and turn it up, please.